It is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Do you remember what the film was?
Do you remember what film that came from when Gary Grant said that, Judy? I forget.
No, but I've had people say that to me, and I can think, where did that come from?
That's where it comes from.
All right.
Is there something special about my name? I'm sure I was named after Judy Garland or somebody like that.
All right, here we go. If you know, the internet is a scourge, but it's also... it. Actually says Judy. Which movie did he say it in? Only Angels Have Wings.
There you go.
1939.
Okay.
No, well, wait. He never said it.
Oh.
Well, he did say Susan in Ringing Up Baby. He never said Judy.
But it was Susan. But it's the three words that you can do. Everybody can do a Cary Grant impersonation with those three words. It doesn't have to be Susan.
Words have to have two syllables, right?
Yeah, But Judy.
It's not a new trend.
And Susan is good.
What about Cynthia?
That's okay, too. Okay. What about getting into the show?
How about it?
All right. Well, if you're awake at night and you're not eating, it is something for you to do. But when I sent you the article, Jill, it was really one of the strangest topics I have written about, the fact that people do sleep eating and have amnesia. While they're doing it, they wake up maybe an hour to 3 hours after they fall asleep. You don't usually mean you fall asleep, you're in a very deep sleep, and then 2 or 3 hours later, your sleep cycle changes, and a lot of people can wake up. But these people who have something called sleep-related eating disorder, it's called SRED. Anyway, they wake up, they go into the kitchen, and they begin to eat, but they are totally asleep. And sometimes, because they are so asleep, they put things in their mouth which are not edible, like it's been known, you know, if there are cigarettes around, or if they have stirrers or straws, you know, coffee stirrers or straws, and they munch on those. And if somebody sees them doing this and tries to wake them up or take the food away, they become very agitated because they are, you know, literally sort of in a dream sleep eating. And it almost takes on the characteristics of like a binge eating episode during the daytime, where people are eating a great deal of food very quickly. They're not hungry, and they really are out of control. They can't stop themselves, you know. And that's a very well known eating disorder called binge eating disorder. But doing it at night, totally asleep, and by the way, waking up the next morning feeling strangely full. You know, I don't want breakfast. I don't know why. I'm just not hungry this morning. And with absolutely no recollection of having done the eating.
Wouldn't that be the same department as sleepwalking?
It is. It's very similar to that. But I think, you know, sleepwalking has been known for a long time, and that really is a disorder that I guess can be helped by people who, you know, run sleep clinics. But this has been something that I think has not come to the attention as rapidly, maybe because, you know, it's confined, and sleepwalkers can even leave the house, be confined to the house. And it said that, you know, if let's say you find yourself strangely gaining weight, yeah, you've just eaten, you know, 2,000 calories while you've been sound asleep. But, you know, if you go to a doctor or even a weight loss clinic, nobody ever says, well, do you really think that you're, you know, eating might have taken place at night. I mean, there are maybe people in the household who are aware of it, who tell you about it, but nobody ever asks about it. I would never ask somebody, gee, you know, when you tell me that you eat so moderately during the daytime and yet you're gaining weight, might you be eating at night? I mean, it would never occur to most people to ask the question. But the curious reason that it has come to the attention of the broader public is because it's related, because sometimes it's a side effect of a highly popular sleep drug called Ambien, you know, a drug which is taken by millions and millions of people for a long time, you know, over many decades, because it puts you to sleep very quickly. And if you take the proper dose, because it puts you to sleep very quickly, but it also wears off very quickly, so you don't have that hangover effect the next morning that people used to have when they took other types of sleep drugs like the benzodiazepines. And so it's a very incredibly popular drug. It's taken oftentimes for people who go on trips. And it would be rather weird, wouldn't it, if you took it on an airplane and then woke up and badgered the flight attendant to give you something to eat even though you were sound asleep. But it's found that people who are sort of chronic users of Ambien, and there are many, found themselves doing this kind of sleep eating. And there's another, there's also an antidepressant called Remeron, which also causes this amnesia-type of sleep eating. I'd heard about it actually a couple of years ago from a friend of mine who's a psychiatrist at one of the local hospitals here, and he said that one of his patients was unaware until her husband told her that of what she was doing, but she would wake up in the middle of the night and she would go through like two loaves of bread or crackers or anything else that she could eat, you know, quickly, you know, stuff in her mouth and swallow. And it is... We don't know why this happens, but it really does have the same characteristics of people who have binge eating disorder. But the curious thing is that people who have binge eating disorder, and that's been written about for years, will, you know, try to figure out what's behind it, and there's always an emotional reason, you know, usually a pretty severe one. Sometimes people who have been abused sexually or emotionally, oftentimes it occurs in relationship to, you know, chronic stress or depression or anxiety. Sometimes people have even said it occurs when they're happy. They have no reason why they have this compelling need to eat. It's also been considered sort of an obsessive disorder in that you can't stop somebody from doing this kind of eating once they're in the middle of doing it. So there are these psychological reasons why people do binge eating during the daytime. But how do you explain doing it when you're sound asleep? I mean, you're not clearly... You're consciously anxious or depressed or angry. No, the drug is causing it in many cases. And so, you know, it occurred to me that maybe people should really study this to figure out whether there's something in the brain that triggers the overeating as opposed to your emotions that trigger it. and it's sort of an interesting area to study because if you study the people who binge at night, you can remove that whole overlay of emotional causes and say, gee, what's in the brain, especially a brain that's being affected by these medications like Ambien or Remeron, what's in the brain that's really deregulating, unhinging our normal control over eating?
And I think, you know, that would be great. I wish people would fund me to do that because you could simply, I don't know if you could find one person who is simply off the eating in the middle of the night, a bit more sleep. I don't think you can find one person who's only taking one medication.
Well, the Ambien,
I'm talking about just regular, as seen on TV, one of those 67,000 things that you see on TV that you go and ask your doctor to give you because it will fix your restless leg syndrome or your this or your that, because I am willing to bet any amount of money, even though I'd be really grateful if people funded me, or failing which, you could just fund the radio station, that in those numerous ingredients would be something that messed with your sleep/eat patterns.
No, you're right. But Jill, you brought something up which I forgot to mention. There is something called restless leg syndrome. I gather it's extremely unpleasant for people who have it. You know, they really have trouble sleeping, and they really have trouble. And people who share a bed with them oftentimes want to sleep in another room because it is so very unpleasant. But there is a chemical in your brain called dopamine that seems to be related to that. And a lot of people who don't take these drugs but have this sleep eating also have this restless leg syndrome. So it's really possible that people have something wrong with a particular neurotransmitter. And my point is that, you know, it's like everything else, we so easily fall into the trap of saying, well, you have this problem. It therefore must be your mood, especially if you're a woman. Therefore, you must be stressed. That's why you're having this particular problem. And it's said about everything. And maybe the fact that these people are having a sleep eating and it's really triggered by something in the brain, not by your emotions, will make people stand up and say, gee, maybe there really is something weird about your brain that's causing you to do this. And by the way, you'll feel these emotions while you're doing it as well, rather than sort of blaming it on your emotional state to begin with.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Have a good day.
Food for mood.
What I like about that, Judy gave me a reason. Well, that's why women haven't been sleeping with me my whole life.
Oh, you're restless?
I can claim it's restless, RLS. I have RLS.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
RLS. I just think that's another one of those things to make down.
I was, yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second.